This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom. 19 wolf packs and growing in Washington State, 16 of them in four counties along the Canadian border. House Bill 1872 would remove gray wolves from the Endangered Species Act, but just in those counties where number of attacks on livestock keep rising.
What this would do, I think, is take the first step toward how are we going to handle wolves when they're delisted statewide. It makes sense to me to do it in a small area and we can find what works, find out what doesn't, we'll make mistakes. But it would be better to me to fine-tune that new status on four counties rather than the whole state, and hopefully we'll get it right. And then when the state's ready to delist, they'll have a model. I think that we've got to figure out something that works, though, because we've got one small area that's disproportionately impacted, and it's a hot issue up there, and I think they've got interest in solving it. You know, I'm looking for a balanced approach on this thing, and I don't know what exactly it looks like. I mean, that's going to be subject to negotiations. I'll be meeting with some of those folks. If they've got ideas, you know, I'm really open to them. But we do need to take this seriously, that we've got to do something in these areas that have been pretty well overrun.
Let's take a look at one of Washington's neighboring states that have been impacted by growing wolf numbers. An article in Capital Press reports that hunting is resulting in a slow but steady decline of Idaho's wolf population. The overall wolf population has stabilized since state management and hunting began in 2011, according to Idaho Department of Fish and Game spokesman Mike Keckler. Thanks for listening to Sportsman Spotlight with Matt Rice.